Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Since 1990, Chicago has won more championships in the four major American pro sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey, than any other city. Now we have won 10 major crowns, 6 for the Bulls, 1 for the White Sox, and 3 for the Hawks since 1990. So eat your heart out, Boston, New York, and L.A.
Okay. One for the money, two to get... What's that old expression? One for the money, two for the road, three to get ready. Now let's go. There's host John Howell commenting on the Blackhawks NHL win, which gives Chicago a reputation as title city, or title town, actually, since the city's teams have won more national titles than any other city. I thought that's what they said about Boston a few years ago. Anyway, the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals, hockey and basketball and baseball, sports talk in the number 10 position this week on our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review, the TRCS, some people call it. It's the week ending Friday, June 19th, upon which we focus. So we're here to review in this hour all of the top 10 talk topics based on the research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which you'll find at talkers.com. It's the big publication, talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations. So that's how the list comes about, and we're going to go through it. We've just had number 10, so let's keep moving.
Number 9.
The woman on the $10 bill. Sounds like a mystery, doesn't it? Here's host Jim Leach talking to one of his callers about a woman being put on the $10 bill and just who they think it ought to be.
We now know that the $10 bill in the next couple of years, they're going to change it and change it pretty dramatically. It's not just going to be a redesign of the bill that we've seen for everything except the good old-fashioned U.S. $1 greenback. It's going to actually put a new face on the bill, and it's going to put a woman's face on it. Now the question becomes, who? What woman? What woman has accomplished enough and is transcendental a figure enough to be worthy of that coveted and historic spot on what is still a fairly common bill? I mean, yeah, they could have, you know, tucked a woman onto a $500 bill or something that nobody would ever see. But a $10 bill, yeah, you still come across those a lot. So this is a big deal in terms of legacy and historic significance. Who should be, what woman should be on the $10 bill? There have been a lot of ideas thrown out for the first woman to appear on our folding money. Harriet Tubman, of course, a very well-known anti-slavery activist of the Civil War era. Rosa Parks, one of the most iconic figures of the Civil Rights Movement. Eleanor Roosevelt is another name that's been out there as perhaps our most accomplished and involved first lady, and because of her remarkable influence on her husband and her own achievements as a voice for social justice that could not be ignored in this country. All very good selections. Maybe Susan B. Anthony, maybe others. Who should be the first woman on the $10 bill?
Well, you already said, Mike. I was going to say Harriet Tubman just because she's rescued numerous slaves and was involved in the Underground Railroad, but you already said it, so.
Well, no, I mean, but the reason I brought it up is because they actually did a national survey on this, and she won. She was the top choice among people when they were asked about this.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that one.
It's interesting because I suspect that she is not as well known to a lot of Americans as Rosa Parks or Eleanor Roosevelt, which may also be a good reason to include her, to give more people information about her story. If she is chosen, we'll hear a lot about the life and legacy and the impact of Harriet Tubman. So that may in fact be a very good reason to make her the choice.
Number eight this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show focuses on the St. Louis Cardinals and who they may have hacked. Here is host Charlie Brennan along with Debbie Monterey talking to New York Times reporter Jason Stallman about a report that somebody in the Cardinals organization hacked into the Houston Astros computer system.
The reporting by Michael Schmidt indicates that the FBI and the Justice Department believe that some employees, plural, not singular, working for the Cardinals were vengeful. What were they? What do we mean by vengeful in this particular case?
It seems like a lot of people have seized on that word in our story, and I'm starting to wonder if, as the editor, I should have suggested a different word choice. But no, what the law enforcement officials told us is that they believe at this point that there were some folks in the Cardinals front office who didn't necessarily have a very high opinion of Mr. Luhnow after he'd left to go to the Astros, and that they were motivated by that to kind of get back at him in some way. But what remains unclear is whether they were merely trying to, smear the Astros, embarrass them, make them look bad somehow, or in fact extract some baseball intelligence from their system and use it to gain some sort of competitive advantage.
Right, because we've spoken with several attorneys already this morning, and that seems to be the big question.
Sounds like a fun morning.
Yeah. Did they go in and mess stuff up, in which case it could be very serious type of corporate espionage, or were they just kind of poking around to see what there was to see?
Right, yeah, and we're probably not speaking with the same legal experts, but legal experts we've spoken with just the same say that, you know, an intrusion of any kind is, quite likely a criminal offense. If the Astros did not want the Cardinals employees in their system and they got there by some nefarious methods, then that could be trouble. Another little nugget I just came across in the Post-Dispatch article this morning mentioned that they might have accessed medical records as well, and I wonder if that's an entirely new front, because of medical privacy issues that could complicate things.
Up next on the countdown, number seven, what's going on to find those prisoners? That's a big discussion focus, and we'll have it for you next year on this week's countdown.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents, 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59, plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Number seven on this week's Talk Radio Countdown is the, guess on what happened to those two. I chuckle because this has become a soap opera, even though these people are very dangerous. The prisoners' search has yielded nothing, it would appear, so far. Host Susan Rose and Joe Zach talking to Steve Futterman of CBS about the search for these two convicted killers who have been on the lam, as it were, from that New York prison. Well, it's been a couple of weeks now, right?
What's the latest?
Well, the latest is they've shifted slightly to another area surrounding the prison, and that's where the search is focusing on right now. Still no key leads, as far as we know. They've not found the two men, obviously. Yesterday, they held a news conference here with the main officials, the district attorney, other police officials. They again reiterated that they think it's most likely the two are still in this area, and that's for a couple of reasons, as we've talked about before, the fact that their original getaway plan fell through, and there have been no reports of any stolen vehicles, any carjackings, so they still believe it's most likely they're in this area, but they acknowledge it's possible they are not here. It's possible they are somewhere else far away from upstate New York. They talked about how national alerts have been sent out, how people at the Mexican border, officials at the Mexican border have been supplied with their pictures. So if they are in that area, officials would be able to recognize them.
What about the Canadian border, Steve?
The same situation there. They have supplied border officials there, both American and Canadian officials, with pictures. And there have been alerts for many days. I mean, when you have a situation like this, there's generally a nationwide bulletin put out alerting law enforcement that these two men are on the loose.
See, this has been scaled back somewhat in terms of resources and manpower, right?
Yes and no. I mean, originally they were talking about 800. Now they're talking about 600. The 200 that are no longer involved were mostly people who were directing traffic, not involved directly with the search. So as far as the people involved directly with the search, the feet on the ground or in the air in some cases, that number has remained the same.
Steve, in our state capital, Albany, which is not far from where you are right now, there is talk by one of our lawmakers of implanting GPS microchips in all prison inmates, and they say that if these two guys had implanted microchips, just like some dogs and cats are pets, that these guys might have been caught by now. Any talk of that there?
I think that's way too early. I think the focus here is on catching these two guys. Obviously, something like that, I think, would have some possible challenges for civil liberties, etc. But obviously, when you have a situation like this, which has really attracted nationwide attention, you do come up with people who have some proposals that would prevent something like this from taking place. Obviously, if they were implanted with a chip that could follow them wherever they go, we would have them by now.
And another bizarre twist or turn in this, apparently before he broke out of prison, Richard Matt at one point made a painting for this lady who's accused of helping him escape. And this is one of those stories that in a sense you're almost rooting, right, for the bad guys, because it's such a silly story. And well, there's a movie here for sure. So that's number seven. Where oh where have the prisoners gone? Number six up next. We'll talk trade on the countdown.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown is that trade deal and what's happening politically to the president's trade agenda. Here's host Nicole Sandler talking to Ryan Grimm from the Huffington Post. They discussed the surprise vote in the House this week on this partnership trade deal.
I gotta say, when I invited you to come on the show today, had no idea that the House would be voting today on fast track again. In fact, I think when I asked you to join us the other day, they had just passed the motion to reconsider and extended it for 6 weeks so they could bring up the vote anytime between now and the end of July. And all of a sudden, yep, they spring it on us today?
Well, I mean, they went to the Rules Committee, and it was coming into focus, you know, earlier in the week that this was the, you know, that this was the direction that they were going to go.
Okay, but so Ryan Grimm, what happened between, say, Friday of last week and today? Because as of Friday, when they voted, when TAA, Trade Assistance Adjustment, was voted down, it effectively killed the whole thing because these three bills actually were linked together. That's what the Senate passed, and without sending it back to the Senate for a new vote over there, they didn't want to change a word. So why today can they all of a sudden just bring up fast track for a vote?
So, and actually, I love to do I Told You So's, but if you go back and look at my Twitter feed or the stories we did on Friday, as soon as TAA, the worker aid, was defeated, they immediately took up fast track without the worker aid attached to it, and it passed. And everybody said, oh, that's just a symbolic vote because, right, you know, it can't actually go to the Senate or go to the White House because they're not attached. Well, that's not exactly how members of Congress see votes. Votes can destroy your career just as fast, whether they are symbolic or whether they are real. Right. And so when members of Congress cast a vote, they decide seriously whether they're willing to put their neck out on the line for X thing. Once it was clear that there were 219 votes, even after this dramatic move against TAA for fast track, then it became a matter of figuring out the kind of procedural way to get forward. Because at that point, you know, you've got 62 votes in the Senate, you have 219 votes in the House, you have a president who wants this, and you have global corporate power all pushing for it. It's difficult to see a scenario under which you have all of those forces aligned for something and say Keith Ellison is able to stop it. And so what they did is they said, okay, well, you don't want to deal with the workers' aid. We're going to pass it without it. So here you go. And they're going to try to show that they have the votes to pass it and try to convince the House Democrats that fast track is a fait accompli, and if they can convince them of that, then the thinking is that they will cave and stop their strategic opposition.
So this vote clears the way for a showdown in the Senate over this trade measure. It strengthens the president's hand in these trade talks. So one would wonder why the Republicans have done that. I'm looking at a picture of John Boehner. If I can get away from the brightness of his tan for a moment here, I'm reading an analysis of why the vote for fast-track authority. Kevin McCarthy, who's a Republican in California, said the Democrats took over trade in this sort of civil war going back and forth. Pelosi says that the votes on the floor do not affect the relationship between Democrats and President Obama. You heard a lot of that.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I'm Doug Steffen here now as we review Midway Point on the charts for the week of June 15th to the 19th on the countdown. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, not unusual there. A lot of people talking about Golden State winning the NBA title, the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup, and what's going on in Major League Baseball. As a matter of fact, number 9 connects to a baseball story, the St. Louis Cards hacking investigation. That's pretty interesting stuff. Number 8, the trade deal. Number 7, the situation with the prisoners. Number 6, what's going on in the monetary world, as it were. And also the trade deal. That's a big money story. So that gets us around to number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5 is the Pope's encyclical on climate change, the weather. Here from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Laudell talks to Dave Cloutier, who is a theology professor at Mount St. Mary's University. They discuss the release of Pope Francis's encyclical on climate change.
Pope Francis's long-awaited encyclical on climate change is out. Anything surprise you after all this buildup now that we see the encyclical?
I think the biggest surprise was how strong Pope Francis' call to action is. The Pope is very clear we're wrecking our common home and that we need to change our ways. So there's a very urgent call for change in the encyclical.
And certainly, as encyclicals go, a lot more, should we say, wonkish scientific speak than you would normally see in this kind of a document from the Bishop of Rome.
Yes, he has consulted widely on the science and is very well informed, but he's primarily speaking as a pastor and trying to appeal to people's morality, recognizing that this should be central to a Catholic sense of what it means to be a good person and serve God and neighbor.
So obviously getting raves from environmentalists and from others in the American political realm, obviously very controversial, especially among some conservative Catholic politicians. Do you think we're going to actually hear priests from the pulpit with their homilies talking people to reconsider the SUVs and, well, gas-guzzling vehicles and other examples of excess in the first world?
Right. The Pope insists that we have to examine our personal habits like that and also our political policies. And I don't think this should be Democratic or Republican encyclical. It's really a call for everyone to come together in naming these problems. We have to stop arguing over whether there's a problem and then talk about what we really need to do. Maybe for some people it's changing vehicles, but maybe for other people it's something else.
You know, I've always wondered in the context of trying to win over hearts and minds, especially among the people who identify themselves as strongly pro-life, that one doesn't make the case that, well, fossil fuels and pollution causes great human cancers and other problems. And if you're going to be consistently pro-life, well, forget the global warming for a moment, just some of the things that cause the global warming, in fact, are bad for human beings.
Yes, and as we know, Pope Francis has a great concern for the world's poor, and in many cases, we don't see all of the toxic waste that goes into our everyday lives. It's now coming from China, right? All the toxic waste is there from the processes that give us our wonderful products. So the Pope is very concerned about the world's poor and the way in which their health is harmed by this, and he's also very concerned about future generations. He's frank throughout the encyclical that the biggest people that we should have in mind, the biggest poor, are people 2-3 generations down the road and what kind of world they will have to live in.
Number four.
In the number four slot, ISIS and their progress or lack thereof in the Middle East. Here's host Tommy Tucker with analyst Michael Rubin. They discuss whether the continued attacks in the Middle East are going to turn Iraq into another Vietnam.
Is Iraq becoming another Vietnam? And I guess there are a couple of big differences, aren't there, Michael Rubin?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are huge differences, but unfortunately, there's also similarities. One of the issues that we're up against is that the politicians constantly want to tie the hands of the military when it comes to what it takes to get the job done. That's a major problem, of course, when people say there's similarities. There's also the problem of mission creep. Now, the biggest difference is the Islamic State has already made it clear that they want to eliminate all nations across the Middle East and that they want to come out and strike at the American homeland whenever and however possible.
North Vietnam, on the other hand, only wanted to take control of South Vietnam.
Well, North Vietnam wanted to take control of South Vietnam. You can expand this further to talk about international communism, but even that didn't pose the same sort of threat to the American homeland. It was focused on states. You know, Tommy, I spent some time with the Taliban before 9/11, and what the Taliban was trying to do was create this Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan with a focus on Afghanistan. But what makes the Islamic State so different is they want to restore this caliphate. They want to return things to the way they were 1,400 years ago, and ultimately that poses a threat, especially since they've also said their desire is to get their hands on nuclear weapons.
Return that. They return it to that way in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Saudi Arabia,
in Iraq, in Syria,
UAE, you name it.
I mean, absolutely across the region. When, you know, one of the biggest problems, and we've talked about this before, Tommy, with American policy is we're always trying to look at this threat of terrorism through the lens of grievance, thinking, hey, it's comforting. If it's all about grievance, then we can address the grievance and the terrorism will go away. That's one of the reasons why you always hear President Obama or Secretary of State John Kerry say, if only the Prime Minister in Baghdad will be more generous to the Sunnis, this will all go away. But, I mean, newsflash, it's not about politics in Baghdad. That doesn't explain why you have the Islamic State in Libya. That doesn't explain why you have 22,000 recruits from 90 countries, from Malaysia to Morocco, now fighting with the Islamic State.
Number three, a focus on the lady who would be black. Host Chris Daniel talking about some of the odd twists and turns this week since Rachel Dolezal stepped down from her position with the NAACP in Spokane after members of her family addressed rumors that she wasn't black. In fact, she's all white.
She's gone full-scale birther now.
She did her NBC interview last night with Savannah Guthrie. And when she asked if she thought it was misleading to identify as black, she responded, "I haven't had a DNA test. There's been no biological proof that Larry and Ruthann," well, not even mom and dad, huh?
Yeah.
"Dolezal are my biological parents." When reminded that her name and their names are on her birth certificate, Dolezal said she couldn't prove they're not her parents, but "I don't know that I can actually prove they are. I mean, the birth certificate is issued a month and a half after I'm born, and there certainly were no medical witnesses to my birth." Like, come on. Well, you would think there'd be a doctor there, but apparently there wasn't. She claims to have been born in a teepee, but her uncle tells the New York Times that's not true. Larry and Ruthann were kind of the quintessential Jesus people, hippie, back to nature, and they did set up a teepee and lived in it for a year. Drove my parents crazy, but nobody was born in the teepee. Said Dolezal, continuing to talk even though she should have stopped talking. She said, "I am definitely not white. Nothing about being white describes who I am. The closest thing I can come to is if you're black or white, I'm black. I'm more black than I am white." Well, that's a little vague. That sounds like you're keeping the white Trump card so you can sue Howard University for not giving you a job. She says she hasn't changed her skin color, but she does spray on bronzer some days. When her tan fades? Because her skin color changes, I mean, more than anybody I've ever seen. And he would think if you were trying to pass yourself off that you would be camera shy. But she is anything but camera shy. There are so many pictures of this, really, up until last week, obscure person in this country. You know, done some good work, done some teaching, had a good job, but I mean, just another person out there working for their cause and employment, and that's it. How did so many pictures of her? This is building a reality show.
It sure is, and I think she's been offered one, as a matter of fact. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with numbers 2 and 1 as we go through another pretty good week with a pretty good list of pretty interesting topics here on the countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American Free Enterprise System is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents, 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59, plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Number two.
The important stories and topics on News Talk Radio for the week. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. Number two, the appropriate focus on this sick reality in Charleston, those church slayings. Here our host John and Ken talking to Jim Ryan, a reporter from ABC, about what we now know this shooter to have been. He has been arrested.
One of the weird things about this, and there's always different things about creepy people like this who carry out these acts, he sat in the church service for about an hour before he pulled out his weapon and started shooting people.
Well, we've got Jim Ryan from ABC News in Charleston on the line to tell us what's new in this story. Jim, how are you?
Hey, guys. We've heard now ABC has from some of those who knew Dylan Roof, his roommate, for one, had said that he believed in segregation, that he harbored these racist ideas. Nobody expected that he was going to carry any of that this extreme, though. Others are talking about the moments inside the church when he walked in, sat there for about an hour, then pulled out a gun and started shooting, apparently reloading several times, perhaps as many as 5 times.
Did he make anyone uncomfortable with his presence in the church?
He didn't seem to, and the witness we talked with who was inside the church said that nobody really thought about it. He was invited to join in the conversation in this prayer vigil and apparently refused to do so. And then at the end, of course, we saw what happened.
How big a gathering was this?
It was maybe a dozen or so, a little more than a dozen. It wasn't a large group, and it was sort of again, it was people from childhood all the way up to their upper 80s.
It was all over in minutes, I take it, because he got out of there.
He did, yeah, and started driving, apparently. It's not that he didn't do much more than drive up into North Carolina, where he was eventually captured. But, it took just a short time, again, giving him enough time, though, to reload 5 times and to tell the victims there that he wanted one survivor, one of the elderly people who was not shot. He said, "Have you been shot?" She said, "No," and he said, "That's good, because I want a witness to be alive to tell this story."
Yeah, he did have some things to say, didn't he?
He did, but he apparently intended on killing himself. He had talked previously about starting some sort of civil war. This, according to his roommate, starting a civil war and then committing suicide. So it's as though he didn't really intend to get out of that church or that situation alive.
So this was a really small group, and he killed a large percentage of people in the group.
Yeah, really a horrific scene out there, and you know, again, whether it was 18 or 20 or 24 people there in the group, you're right, almost 9 of them just didn't make it out alive.
And did he know any of these people? Had he ever gone to this church before?
No, apparently not. Apparently didn't have many friends at all, according to his roommate. Didn't know very many people, but harbored this resentment toward blacks and simply chose this church out of convenience, perhaps.
Now, he had an arrest record, apparently. He's only 21.
Yeah, he is only 21. And you're touching on something there that I think is interesting when you talk about the Gabby Gifford shooting or the James Holmes shooting. Was it this racist bent, or was it some other emotional problem or mental issue that we're looking at here? Don't know, and that may not be sorted out for some time, but or a combination of the two. It's an interesting phenomenon, whether it's ideological or whether it's mental illness.
I'm looking at the stories coming from the church this week. The cousin of the church pastor says a survivor told her the gunman reloaded five times. He just kept saying, "I have to do it, I have to do it. You rape our women and you're taking over the country. You have to go." Kind of a sicko comes up with that kind of stuff. And at 21 years old as well. How do you get that hard at that age? Number one, presidential prospects up next here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, and a continuing focus, the presidential prospectors for next year. So let's get into a first of a couple of different reports from Talk Radio's Guy Gordon. Here he has correspondent Bob Constantini on. They discuss Jeb Bush officially entering the race this week. Whoopee.
He's got a very difficult line to walk. He can't disavow his brother, but he has to distance himself. And he's also got to address a couple of issues with the base, like immigration and Common Core.
Yeah. To say the least, yeah, he if he thought he was going to enter this race, Guy, as the front runner, he'll have to think again, because in particular there are 10 candidates who've officially declared right now. We may hear from Donald Trump later this week, by the way. But 10 official candidates who've entered the contest, and the plurality, the leader, the front runner with a plurality at least, appears to be at the moment Marco Rubio. That's the latest polling that I've seen, a fellow Floridian as well. But, you know, he did an interview that was run on CNN yesterday, and Jeb Bush said, spoke in the third person for a little bit. Jeb is different from George, and they're different from George H.W. Bush. He's his own person. But you're right. As far as immigration is concerned, it's one of those issues where some mainstream Republicans think he can certainly help broaden the base of the Republican Party.
Exactly.
But a lot of the other Republican candidates, perhaps with exception, Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham, both did support immigration reform. But he speaks Spanish. He has to talk about the Common Core issue, which you brought back to my mind one of those things that he's going to have to distance himself a little bit, perhaps from the other candidates with those positions.
Or at least he's going to have to explain and stake out his position more effectively than he has in the past.
Here's radio host Richard Dixon talking about Donald Trump getting into the race and why he's good for it, even if he may not win.
Donald Trump made it official, actually got in to the race for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. I must say, while I have my problems with him, I mean, he has spent a good bit of time building a reputation as something of a clown. He's not attempting to be a clown. When I say clown, I mean rodeo clown. I mean, nobody really laughs at rodeo clowns. But rodeo clown's entire job is to say, look at me! Look at me! Over here, Bo! Look at me! If it draws attention to himself, Trump will do it. If he can figure out a way to get people to focus on him, he'll do it. He has spent an awful lot of time going on Fox and Friends, Fox News and whatnot, and mouthing off his opinion about, any number of things. And he's been certainly less than politically correct, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I don't have a problem with people being politically incorrect at all. In fact, I relish it, which is one of the things I like about him joining this debate or this whole thing. I'm excited about it because he's a guy who's actually going to bring it, you know? He's going to bring it. And win, lose, or draw, and make no mistake, I don't think he's going to win. But I don't think he's going to lose either. He's not going to be the first out, and he'll certainly make the debate or the debates more interesting and lively because he's willing to say stuff. But he also has that bad habit, and I hate this, of picking on other Republicans and tearing them apart, which is not going to do a whole lot of good for anybody. We don't need the Republican Party tearing each other apart during this process. As these debates begin to have some sort of effect in August or whatever, and even if Trump only gets a couple of questions, and he manages to liven the conversation up and gets people excited about what he has to say, watch the other candidates slowly move in his direction and begin to co-op what he's saying.
Okay, let's review for the purposes of you telling us in the poll that will be up all weekend at DougStephan.com, listing the top 10 talk topics. Which one is the most important one to you? The aforementioned presidential prospects, the church slayings, Rachel Dolezal, ISIS, the Pope's climate change encyclical, the trade deal, the search for the prison escapees, the hacking investigation in baseball, and all the things that are going on in the world of sports. For my money, the Charleston church slayings. But you tell us what you think. We'll report and review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. By the way, happy Father's Day this weekend.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.